Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. Happy holiday as well. Now, today we're talking about, is it worth the fight? We want to know, so give us a call at 855-454-5905. Now, here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. And I forgot to say who I am. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I am your co-host. Now, here is your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany. Thank you so much for remembering who you are so we can know. And it's always a pleasure to be able to be on the air together. And for all of you who are listening, we want to say thank you so much for joining us. And we are definitely in the holiday spirit, right? We have Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. We are just ready to barbecue and all that good stuff. But of course, before we do that, we want to begin our program with a word of prayer. Let's pray. God in heaven, thank you so much for today, God, and really for this weekend, what it means to so many of us, God. Help us to remember that many people gave their lives so that we can have freedom. We can live in the country that we're able to live in, God, and be able to do certain things, Father, that they would not be possible if it were not for the sacrifice and the giving of life, God, that so many gave for our country, Father. Thank you for this time. Father, I pray as we begin our program, as we get into our show and we take the calls and those who are listening, God, that truly this to this program will be a blessing and an inspiration to so many who need it. Father, please be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the theme scripture comes from James chapter 4. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado. And our theme scripture of the day comes from James chapter 4. And the question that we're putting out there, is it worth the fight? That's the question that we want you to answer or think about or even comment on. And the fact of, is it worth the fight? As we talk about Memorial Day, you know, we know many people gave their lives for our freedom, for our country. Now, if we were to make that connection with our marriages, is it worth fighting for? Mm-hmm. Is it worth the fight? So in James chapter 4, James says in verse 1, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from the desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight, you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think the scripture says without reason that the Spirit and cause to live in us envies intensively, but he gives us more grace? That is why the scripture says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And, you know, the scripture is an awesome scripture. I recommend on your own time, Bible study, you know, go ahead and read that over and study it out. But the truth is, you know, fighting just for the fact of fighting is not good. Mm-hmm. But is it fighting to get someplace? So I think even when it comes to marriages, there's a difference between fighting in your marriage or fighting for your marriage. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the perspective we need to look at it right now. If you are struggling in your relationship, is it worth fighting for? We're not saying go ahead and fight with your spouse and have disagreements and definitely not physical, you know, altercations. But at the same time, you know, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to pay? What price in order for your marriage to make it? Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you. Tiffany's going to give you the number right now.
That's right. All you have to do to call us is dial 855-454-5905.
You know, Tiffany, I think that just some second ago, I made that comment about, you know, the fact that you can fight in your marriage or fight for your marriage. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear from folks, because I've been able to see from where I sit couples who are fighting for their marriage, and they might have their challenges, their struggles, but you know, especially if they're fighting together, how just God works. I mean, he seems to always bless that effort, that desire. It's really worth fighting. You know, on my way here this morning, I was just thanking God and and praying about my wife, about my family. And I'm like, wow, it's so worth it. Number one, God is worth it. Number two, you know, my wife is worth it. My children are worth it. It's worth fighting for. So I want you to ask yourselves and give us a call. Is your relationship worth fighting for at this time in your life? Do you believe is worth fighting for? So we want to hear from you. You could also go to facebook.com and post your comment or questions. We'll get to that a little later in the show. But if you want to encourage your friends and your family to listen as well, and if they're in the Philadelphia area, of course, they should tune in to Praise 103.9 FM. Or you can go to praisephilly.com on the internet and hit the listen live button right now, and they'll be able to listen to our program. Again, the number, we're going to give it out again, is 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. And we ask that you please, when you call, not be on speakerphone, and also make sure that you're not distracted, you're driving or anything like that. So if you need to pull over, but we, of course, want to get into this conversation. Now, with that, I know this weekend, traditionally, Tiffany, so many people love to barbecue and get together with family and friends, and that's always fun. But you know what? It's not fun when things are not going well in your relationship and people start asking you, or couples that have to pretend around their family that things are going well. You know, the truth is, I want to encourage you, get it right. Fix it so you can have that great time together. Is your relationship worth the fight? So we're going to go ahead and go to Sheila, who's calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning, Sheila. You're live on the air with Praise.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Sheila. So we're talking about, is your marriage worth fighting for? Is it worth the fight?
I believe it is worth the fight. However, now that it applies to me, it's difficult. It's very difficult.
So what's going on right now?
Well, we're when we were married, we were equally yoked in the world. I became saved 7 years into our marriage. So now I'm the saved one, and he's the unbeliever. So everything is based on a competitive nature.
Okay.
Our discussions, our arguments, is always competitive, and I can't understand it. Then on top of that, he has MS.
Okay.
So that, you know, compounds the whole situation. And I feel like I know what the Bible says. I have to be there, and I am there for him. However, it's the outside stuff that just it's just painful for me to see him respond the way he responds to me.
Yes, okay. Well, I think that you have multiple challenges there, right? You have the fact that you're a Christian now, he's not. But one of the things you said that makes a lot of sense, and it's very common, right? It's you were both equally yoked in the world. Actually, I don't think I've ever heard anyone put it that way, right? We always talk about being unequally yoked, but the fact that it's true, you both were you were equally yoked, but because of your relationship with God, now things are not equal. However, you have the health issues, and you have an opportunity. You have the opportunity to be able to show him what the love of Christ really is without having to preach to him. And I think, you know, maybe, and I'm not saying this, I don't have all the answers, but I think sometimes challenges and even physical illness can be an opportunity for God to work and for you to be able to show that love. And no one said it's easy. You know, I think we forget that, you know, when we give our lives to Christ, a lot of times we just want God to fix it all. But a lot of times what he does is he allows opportunities for us to give him glory.
I believe that. And that's exactly what my approach is. I could just, you know, take matters into my own hands and say, okay, I'm done with it. I could take a worldly approach to it.
Absolutely. Sheila, I'm sorry.
So strong, I can't do it.
I got you. And Sheila, hold on one second, because I do want to share a passage with you. We do need to take a brief break, so I want to ask, you know, please wait patiently Stay on the line. We'll be right back after this break. And for everyone else, please don't go anywhere. Don't touch the dial. We will be right back with Sheila when we return after this.
All right. So just make sure if you have a question, we are talking about, is it worth the fight? Give us a call at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows returns after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And welcome back. We are in the midst of the first half of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We are talking about, is it worth the fight? That's what we want to know from you. So we welcome your phone call at 855-454-5905. We were in the middle of a conversation with Sheila. We're going to rejoin that conversation at this time. Sheila, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Sheila, thank you so much for your patience. So right before the break, we were talking, and Sheila, you were mentioning how it's just a challenge right now to be unequally yoked, although you were equally yoked at one time when you were both unbelievers. But now that you have a relationship with God and your husband is not really, you know, seeking out after the Lord, things have become a challenge, plus his physical disability with MS. What makes you at times struggle to the point you're feeling like you're wondering, is it even worth it fighting for?
Basically, it's his approach to me, and I believe it is compounded by his physical disability.
Okay.
And I understand that. And by me understanding that and what he's experiencing mentally, that is what keeps me there, because I know it's a struggle for him. He wasn't always like that.
Sure.
But at the same time, I'm being challenged.
Absolutely.
And I know it. I know I am. And I know it's going to grow me as a result, and it has been. It's taken my focus, excuse me, off of what I would normally do if I were still in the world.
Sure.
And giving up on the challenge. But I know that my faith is just so strong that I know I can't. It's not that I know I can't do it. It's that I don't want to mess up whatever God is trying to do in me and through me.
Okay.
As a result, letting my family see that he is paramount in our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what, Sheila? There is a passage I want to share, and I want to encourage you with a perspective that I believe will help. But in 1 Corinthians 7, beginning in verse 13, it says, if a woman has a husband who is not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him, for the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children will be unclean, but as it is, they are holy. But if the unbeliever leaves, let it be so. And so, of course, you know, Paul is addressing the issue of being yoked with an unbeliever, but not going into the relationship that way. But just like what happened in your case, where you weren't even a Christian at the time, but then your life changed while you were in the marriage. Your husband is just, let's just say he's not there yet, because we want to be faithful about this. However, at the same time, I want you to ask yourself honestly the difference between tolerating, enduring, and being abused. You know, I think that there have to be some boundaries that you take, that you say, listen, honey, I love you. I love God. I love you. But there's some things that I won't be able to live with. And so I don't know how bad is bad, but if he is abusive, if it's just more than you can bear, you're going to have to make sure you're clear about those boundaries.
Well, for the most part, it's all verbal.
Okay.
Yeah, the conversations are very competitive. It makes me feel as if I'm not getting through.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no other, you know, no abuse taking place.
Okay.
He's
No, well, I was going to say, it's, I mean, verbal abuse is still abuse. I mean, put it like this. One of the things I love about how God, the Bible teaches he never puts us in a situation beyond what we can bear. Meaning that God knows you're strong enough to handle this situation. But also there's times where you would have to walk away and really pray to God. But it sounds like you are resolved that it is worth fighting for. You're just being honest that it is a challenge. It's easier said than done. At the same time, we do want to encourage you, Sheila. I believe that is absolutely Christ living in you that is able to help you to make a difference in your family's life.
I believe that as well, because I know if he was not a major force in my life, I would not be there. I already know that I would not be in the relationship.
Absolutely.
I already know that.
We believe it.
Because Christ lives in me, and I just know that he has not given up on me, and I don't want to give up on my children. And
amen.
I want them to see that Christ is paramount in our family.
Amen. Amen. Well, Sheila, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And, you know, the struggle is real, and keep on fighting. It is worth the fight.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
You have a blessed day. Thank you. All right. All right. We're going to line four, where Kim has been waiting patiently. Kim is calling from the Philadelphia area. Kim, good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. I'm calling this morning because I am in a relationship, and the person I'm in a relationship with is a mama's boy.
Okay.
Like, really bad.
I mean, come on. You got to have to give us an example. I mean, really?
Really. One particular time, he was at my house, and he was sick, so I went to work, but I came home to bring him some soup because I work close, really close.
Mm-hmm.
When I got back home, he had gone because his mom called him, and she needed something.
Mm.
Well, and he didn't even call and let me know that he was going. I happened to call him, like, what happened? Where are you?
But what is that, being a mama's boy, or he just really loves his mom?
Now, he loves his mom, of course, and I love my mom. But
So you're saying that it's getting in the way, though. It's
he told me that, you know, she's first and that I'm just a girlfriend. And both of them told me that. So I feel some kind of way, like, you know, I just feel left out. And he said he's done this all his life, and he's going to continue to do it. So I don't know what to do at this point. We've been together for a few years, and I just don't know what to do. Like, it's okay to love your mom. That's your mom. But where do you draw the line?
Mm, absolutely. And that's a great question. Well, I think there are many passages that I want to I'll just address one of them, right? In Mark chapter 10, in verse 7, it says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. They're no longer two, but one flesh. Now, you did mention that you're dating. You're not married at this time. So
right.
I think that the beauty about dating is that there really shouldn't be any strings attached. I mean, in the Bible, there is no dating, right? There's either you're single or you're married, and you're not pledged to be married, are you? Are you engaged?
No, he doesn't want to. I think because he's so committed to taking care of his mom.
And you know what? And I think that's great for him, but horrible for you, because he can't or is not willing at this time to make a commitment where, like the scripture mentions, that he would leave and forsake all others to put you first. You know, this is the order. It should be God, then your husband or wife, and then your children, and then the rest of your, you know, everyone else in your family. But you no one else can come first. But if that's what he's showing you now, then my question is, why are you staying with him if he's made that clear?
You know, he's made that clear, but I feel like he's a good guy, and I love him. He really is a good guy.
Okay,
but he has a good heart.
But that's awesome. But you're constantly going to be competing with his mother, and he's made it clear that that's not going to change.
Well, yeah, he said it's not going to change unless he was married, and he's not ready for marriage. Like I said, we're just dating, no fornication or anything's going on, because he believes in God, you know.
Okay.
So,
it's a little different.
I don't know. I guess, you know, you're probably right. Maybe I should just go ahead and move on.
No, I don't know, because you threw something in there that I didn't hear before, where he said if it does end up in marriage, then that will change. So right now you're just his girlfriend. So it's not technically, it's not wrong for him to make his mother a priority until he is married. However, it doesn't seem like he's ready to commit to marriage. But and you've been dating for a while, you said.
Yeah, 3 years.
So why is he so reluctant to? I mean, 3 years is a long time for someone that wants to get married. I mean, if you're serious about a relationship, 3 years is a long time to wait, especially if you're being pure in the relationship.
And that's my question, because I'm like, you know, we're not dealing with anybody else. And I asked him, when do you think it is? Do you think it's going to be next year that we're going to get married, or the year after that? And he feels as though I'm pressuring him into marriage. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're getting older. He's like 52. Like, you know, when? And he feels as though it's wrong for me to ask that question because he's feeling like I'm pressuring him.
Okay. And you know what? If he feels that way, when someone feels pressured, is because they don't want to do something. So these are your options, Kim. You got to ask yourself the very question that we posted out there. Is it worth the fight? You know, you're saying he's a good man. He loves God. It doesn't sound, and this is just my opinion. Okay, I'm not basing this on a scripture or something that I'm saying that God revealed to me. It's just based on what you're saying, using the God-given wisdom that I believe I have, and it's my opinion, is that he's not convinced. He's not totally there. And until he is, anything you do is going to sound like it's pressure. And sometimes it's worth walking away to see if it's something that's meant to be.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, you know, I'm not saying like just burn the bridge, but saying, listen, honey, I love you. This is what I'm praying about. I feel like I would want this, but I don't want you to feel pressured. So at this point, it's either and you have to be willing to lose the relationship in order to gain peace and clarity, because sometimes we want to make something work that's not what God wants.
Okay.
And so at the same time, this is, again, it's my opinion. If you decide to take it, that's on you. If you decide not to, then that's also on you. You know, it's not a sin, right or wrong kind of situation. It's more of a perspective of what you want for you. You hear me? I just lost you. Kim? Yeah, I lost Kim, and now I got music.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know what happened.
All
okay,
right.
So.
Well, hopefully, Kim, if you're still listening on the line, I want to encourage you, you know, make a decision about this. But at the same time, you know, it's not fair if it's some for you, for your relationship, if this is ongoing and, you know, his mother's first and he's not willing or ready to commit to you. So, again, it's your decision. But is it worth the fight for you? We're going to continue here with our conversation.
Before we go to our next call, just to remind you, if you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. As Marcos just said, we're talking about, is it worth the fight? Is your relationship worth the fight? Are you trying to figure that out now? Do you have a question about how to figure that out? This is a great time to call. The number is 855-454-5905.
All right, and so we're going to continue on here. We're going to go to Denise. Denise calling from the Philadelphia area. Good morning. You're live on the air with Praise. Okay.
Hey, Denise, are you there? Can you hear us? All right, we're going to find out what's going on.
There
Denise.
You go, Denise.
Hey, Denise.
Is it
yes,
Denise?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, great, great. We have you. We're getting a little bit of background noise. We're trying to figure out what that is. But can you hear us loud and clearly?
Well, I just pulled over.
Okay, great, great. Well, thank you so much for doing that.
And I cut my radio off.
Okay, good. So you're doing everything you need to do. We'll figure out what's going on here. It's very low, but we hear a little bit of music in the background. So just bear with us as we work on that. So what is your comment or question for us this morning?
Well, I had a comment. Well, actually, I'm called to give a word of encouragement.
Okay, good.
As far as, is it worth it? I feel yes, it is worth it. Today is my 39th anniversary.
39? Congratulations. I'm sure in those 39 years, you've had to fight for your relationship.
Yeah, I had to smile when Sheila was on the phone because me and my husband started out in the world, too.
Mm.
And, you know, and it's been 25 years that I've been saved, and my husband still has not fully committed himself.
Wow. Wow. So after for those 25 years, it must have been very, very challenging, I'm sure.
But, you know, God is so good. And my son, you know, and with the other young lady, my son was also a mama's boy.
Wow. So you have a little bit of the Sheila situation.
Been married 11 years now.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. Do you hear us?
It's a lot of music in the background. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I know. It was something going on. We were able to fix that. Sorry about that. But we were able to hear you.
Okay,
we
no,
were able to
no
hear
problem.
You loud and clear. You just heard
me. Like I was saying, today is my 39th anniversary. And me and my husband, we started out in the world crazy. But, you know, God has blessed us. And I really believe that, you know, once you turn your life over to the Lord, everything changes. And he has a good heart. Mm-hmm. And he don't hinder me in no way. And he's there to support me. But I do know that he hasn't fully committed himself because he doesn't come to go to church, you know, like sure. I do.
Well, he also, if you're not at church, you're not going to have the relationships that you need and the way to be encouraged and also be able to encourage others in that setting, which is very biblical, right? We know that's a biblical call to be committed to the body of Christ. However, let me ask you a question, Denise. You have mentioned, because you seem like you had a little bit of both callers, right? You had a little bit of what Sheila was dealing with and also what Kim was dealing with. When you said that he was also a mama's boy, can you explain, like, what did
well,
he do?
Well, at one time, my daughter-in-law said to my son, are you still there?
Yeah, we're here. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay. One time, my daughter-in-law said to my son, is there something unnatural about a mother and a son being that close?
Mm.
And I said to her, you know, and I realized that at that time, she didn't have a closeness with her mother.
Okay.
But now, it's been 11 years, and he's no longer a mother. I know when to step back. And, you know, being a mother, no matter how close you are, you know not to step into a relationship.
Sure.
And, you know, and by doing that alone, God has blessed me and blessed him. Have beautiful, 9 beautiful grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren.
Amen.
You know, and God is just so good.
Amen.
I just say, stay encouraged. It is worth the fight. And it's so good to know that no matter what happens, you have God and you have someone by your side.
Absolutely.
That you can always depend on.
Absolutely.
Because no matter what happens, my husband is always there for me.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? I think I love the scripture, Luke 21:19. It says, stand firm and you will win life.
Amen.
I
amen.
Love that. So
amen.
Thank you so much. And happy anniversary, 39 years. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Denise. You have a blessed day.
Okay. God bless.
God bless. All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado, and we're having the discussion, is it worth the fight this Memorial Day weekend? You know, as we get ready to spend time with family and friends and barbecue, we got to remember, you know, people gave their lives so that we can enjoy the freedom that we have today. And so we're bringing that and making that connection with our marriages. Is it worth the fight? Should we be fighting to make our marriages work? Is it worth our relationship with God? Is it worth our marriages with our spouses? Is it worth for our children? I mean, what is it for you? Is it worth the fight? So we're going to go back here. We have Sheila, who's calling in from Philadelphia, and we're going to take this call. Also, we want to encourage you, if you haven't done so already, you want to get through to us, the number to reach us is 855-454-5905. Sheila, good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're hearing you a little far. You're on speaker?
No, I'm not.
Okay, there you go.
I
called
the phone because it was a hard time for me getting through.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much for your perseverance. It paid off, and you are live on the air.
I just had a question. I heard what the other two callers were saying about, like, the mothers, I guess, being...
the mama's boys.
Yes. But I had a question. When do we set boundaries, like, with our exes?
Okay, you're going to have to explain. With your ex, this is your ex-husband, ex-boyfriend?
Well... my husband and, like, the ex-wife, they go on trips together, they do things together, and I'm not really, like, a part of this stuff. So I don't want to seem like I'm unreasonable or anything like that.
That does not sound unreasonable. That sounds like he's being unreasonable. Why would you not be involved?
Well, for years, like when we were dating, it happened then, and it seems like it's things that happen now. And like I said, I like being fair. I like being, you know, reasonable. But I don't know. It's always been like this.
Okay. And when you've approached this, what is your husband's response? I mean, what does he say?
They think it's okay, including the mother, because the mother and the ex-wife are still like friends. So she invites her to a lot of affairs. My take would be that, you know, we wouldn't go. He wouldn't go, but he would.
Okay. Now, let me get this clearly. So is your husband's mother is close to the ex-wife, so she comes along?
Uh-huh. Yep, and she invites her to everything.
Okay, and
everything, and
does she not respect the fact that her son is not married to her anymore, and that now you're the wife? She does not respect that.
I don't really know, but I think that my husband should have like some kind of stand on that.
Oh, absolutely, you know? Absolutely.
According to what the Bible says, and like I said, I like being fair. I know they have a child together, but it's like this happened prior to even when we were dating. Mm-hmm. They would go because every year they had like this trip. And she would always go. So I said, well, why can't I go? Well, you know, my son don't like you. And, you know, my ex-wife is coming. And, you know, all this stuff. This has been going on for like 10 years.
Okay. Okay. Well Sheila, let's address a couple of things. Number one, similar to the scripture that I shared earlier.
About 1 Corinthians?
No, the one in Mark. But I'm going to share the one version in Matthew 19. And I'm reading from the New King James where it says, so then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. The original King James says, let not men put asunder. So what does that mean is that nothing should get between you and no one should get between you.
Right.
And the mere fact that you're not okay with it, it is, there are boundaries that need to be put in place. And
right.
For it to happen for 10 years, that's crazy that you've endured that for this long.
Yes.
And the fact that they think it's okay.
Yeah.
But I think
everybody thinks sort of was okay. It was me. You know, like I said, I'm not a jealous person. That's what he used to say. Oh, you know, you're insecure.
Sure, you're,
it's not even about insecure. We actually went to a counselor before, and the counselor had actually said to us, he said, you need to set boundaries with your ex-wife to let your you know, like your new wife know what's going on.
Of course, of course. Now, it's different if...
He never did that.
It's different if you were okay with it.
Even to this day, stuff is still going on. So we was having a conversation this morning because we're sort of like trying to get back together, and he wanted to know
how... So you're separated?
Well, sort of, yes, because we're not living together right now, but we're trying to get back together.
It's not sort of. You're separated.
Yes.
Just be clear. Okay, so you're separated, and you're trying to get back together.
Yes.
This would be my advice. Before you get back together, make sure you feel great about the agreement that you have as a couple, because if you are okay, if you're not okay with this, but you get back together and that doesn't change,
right.
it's going to be so much harder to change it later because you're okay with it. Now, it sounds like it's not an area where he's willing to budge. And so my question would be, does he believe that the marriage is worth fighting for?
Well, that was the conversation this morning, you know, like, how do we go forward? He was trying to get it towards the end, and I said, before you get to the end, you have to have a beginning. We have to start someplace. And I said, one of the things that I was not comfortable years ago was setting boundaries with your ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, maybe we need to seek a counselor, and he thinks that would be like a third person or whatever. And I said, well, maybe we need a third person.
Yeah, sometimes you do. Sometimes you do, but here's the challenge. If someone doesn't want to hear, you know, they don't want to hear it, and they've made up their mind, and you're going to go from counselor to counselor, and if they don't agree, then he's like, I don't want this person. And if they agree, then that's the one he wants. But it's like, do you want advice, or do you want to hear objective input? Because sometimes what people want is an advice, but it's not really advice. They just want permission to do what they're doing. What I think, Sheila, you're going to have to make a decision. Mm-hmm. if your marriage is worth fighting for, but also what you can live with and what you can't live with. And it sounds like this is way too much to bear for them to go away, for you to just be, you know, it's like you're totally not considered in the relationship. Now, I don't know. I'm just hearing your version, but it's still, it doesn't sound right. Go ahead.
I just want to ask this question, too. Like I'm saying, sometimes, like I say, he just goes up her house. And like I said, I know like 2 years ago prior to us being separated, they started up an affair again. So they was like doing, you know,
sure.
stuff. And like I said, me personally, like I said, it's not even about being jealous or insecure. I just like doing the right thing. And like just going up to her house for what? You know, I don't feel comfortable about that. And like I said to him this morning, I said, you need to set boundaries. You know, boundaries need to be set. And I can respect that. But
I think, Sheila, it's okay for you as a wife to say what you can live with and what you can't live without. And that you, it's not that you're insecure. It doesn't sound like you're this insecure, jealous woman, but you have reason. Even God, right? The Bible says that God is a jealous God. I mean, jealousy is not always wrong. I mean, this is your husband, and you don't want to share him with anyone else, not his ex-wife, not anyone. And so it's not even like he can claim like there's nothing going on, because they've had a relationship in the past, and then after that, they've had an affair. So you can't trust, and this is, I love what my wife, the way she puts it. She says, honey, it's not I don't trust you. I don't trust the devil.
Right.
And I think let me take it even a step further. He hasn't been trustworthy, but you don't trust the devil. You probably definitely don't trust his ex-wife. And now you're having a hard time trusting him because he's not willing to put those boundaries in place. So there's a lot of healing that needs to take place. And my encouragement, Sheila, more than anything else, is absolutely get counseling before you decide to get back together, because if not, it's not going to change.
Okay. And like I said, I appreciate it. Like I said, I didn't want to think that I was, like I said, I think I'm a reasonable person. And like I said, I'll meet him. I'll do whatever I can. I know what my duty is, you know, like to being a wife and making sure that he's happy and everything. And
you don't need to apologize, Sheila. I think you're the wife and you have every right to ask for your husband to be devoted to you.
Right.
Okay. All right,
Thank
Sheila.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank
you have a blessed day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Let's continue here with our phone calls. But before we do that, we want to give you the number again, 855-454-5905. And we're going to be talking to Sophia, who's calling in from the Philadelphia area. Sophia, good morning. You're live in the air.
Good morning. Good morning. My question was, when you said how far, you said, do we have to fight for our marriage? We're talking about like how much will we take in order to stay married? That's what you're saying?
Well, it's not just that, but is it worth the fight? Now, for your case, I mean, it sounds like if you're at a place where you're wondering, okay, do I have enough? Like, am I tired of fighting for this marriage or not? Well, okay. I mean, just share a little bit of what's going on, and maybe we can give you some input.
Well, me and my husband, we've been together for almost 3 years now. We got married in August 2012, and our anniversary, you know, is coming up soon. But the thing is that for the first 2 months, we were up and down in our relationship, you know, trying to get the feel of knowing each other, dating. And then 8 months later, after dating, we got married.
Okay.
Now, we didn't have marriage counseling, but we got a marriage counselor after we got married. And
okay.
Our pastor is our marriage counselor.
Okay.
And our pastor is good. All right, we go to church, you know, on Thursday night, Women and Men Fellowship, and we go to church every Sunday, faithfully. We take our kids there and everything. But the thing is, these kids, the two girls, are my stepchildren, and I love them to death. I love my family to death. But how far do you go to when you say enough is enough? Meaning as though he prays with me, and we, you know, go to these worship classes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, every holiday, every birthday, it was nothing. Like, he, you know how he's supposed to show affection?
Okay.
I'm more of the affectionate one in a relationship, and I never was treated like that. Like, for every holiday, every birthday, I'm always, you know, putting forth effort to do something or give something. And I know you don't have to, but it's just showing that you love the person.
Okay, so you don't feel loved?
No, not at all. I still love just being cuddled and being hugged, and he talks to me and stuff like that, but you don't show affection.
So that is, that
it's,
is that
like
your
an argument.
Now, let me ask you this. How does he express love?
You know, showing a hug or holding my hand.
No, but
opening the door for me.
That's what you want. But I'm saying, how does he do it? Like, I'm sure that do you believe your husband loves you? You there? Sophia. Oh, wow. I think we just lost her. Okay, well, Sophia, if you get an opportunity, go ahead and give us a call back. The question we were asking you is, do you believe your husband loves you? And we absolutely want to hear back from you and everyone else. Please get in on the conversation, 855-454-5905. 5905. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado. And in just a moment, we're going to visit Facebook. So go ahead and go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Beyond the Vows, and get in on the conversation. Hit the like button. Go ahead and do that. And also share with your friends and your family about getting in on the conversation as well. And give us a call at 855-454-5905. It looks like we have Sophia back. Hello, Sophia.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry. I don't know. We lost you for a minute. But the question I was asking is, do you believe your husband loves you?
Yes, I believe he loves me with all his heart, but he's not affectionate at all, like showing it.
We got you. So how does he show it? If he doesn't show it through affection, how does he show his love?
Oh, like he just shows me his love with a hug or with cuddling me.
That's what he does?
Yes.
Okay, but that's not enough for you.
No, it's not. I never was treated like that at all, especially on Mother's Day, which was the biggest day for mothers. He never woke up and said Happy Mother's Day or nothing. Never did anything.
Want him to be expressive, to show his appreciation?
Yes. Even in an argument or debate with anything we do, I'm always the one that gives up and say, you know what, we shouldn't be doing this. I'm sorry about what happened, but we got to move forward. We got to find some kind of, you know, balance here.
So,
and he doesn't say apology. He doesn't do nothing.
So, Sophia, I want you to pick one of the above, okay? If you just had one thing that your husband can do to show you that will make you feel loved, would it be A, giving you gifts, B, expressing his love to you, or C, showing you affection? Which one would you choose? If you could only choose one.
I would say showing an apology.
Showing an apology? So just expressing the apology?
Yes.
But what if he doesn't change and he just apologizes, but he doesn't do it, you know, he doesn't change?
Well, showing an affection by, you know, just helping me out, being there.
Okay.
Being supportive.
Okay. Well, Sophia, let me just say something, and you called us, so I'm just going to, I think you are having a hard time identifying what you really need, because you're saying showing an apology, but obviously you're hurt, but if he can change one thing, like, do you want from now on Mother's Day, birthdays, Christmas, those days to be special for you and for him to buy you something?
No, you don't have to buy, but, like, make a card or do something to show.
Okay, so it's not the actual gift giving. It's just, you just feel like...
it's just a show. I mean, I understand that is, you know, he has the child support and everything. And
I got
you. And I put the money out to where it's child support and stuff. But, like, even if we don't have it, you can still make a card from construction paper or something.
I got you. And so what you're saying, Sophia, is you want to feel appreciated.
Yes.
But what I want to encourage you to do, Sophia, is I want you to, number one, you know, Father's Day's coming up.
So many things planned for that.
And do it without expecting back, but at the same time, not on Father's Day. Just give your heart on Father's Day. But then at a different time in a conversation, said, you know, honey, I'm not saying that I need all this, but at least something like what I did is what I would expect, because that makes me feel loved.
And that's what I told him. That's what I informed him.
And what did he say?
The thing he said was, well, Sophia, you know that I didn't have I haven't had that money in the past.
Exactly,
you
know, but we're not talking about money.
But
we're not talking about money. You can say, you even said, if it's just a card. You know what? Something my wife made really clear to me. For her Mother's Day, you know what she wants? And it's about the kids, right? It's not about me. But it's about, instead of her waking up before the kids to get them, you know, ready and making breakfast and all that stuff, she would like for them, especially on that day, to get up first and have whatever gift or card ready for her so that it's not like later on in the day. That just makes her day. Make sense? So, yeah. Sophia, I want to share something with you, but we're going to take a brief break, so I want to encourage you to stay on the line. We'll be right back. We just have to take a brief break.
That's right. So if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We are talking about, is it worth the fight? Is your relationship worth the fight? So give us a call and we'll do our best to answer that question for you today. The number is 855-454-5905. So stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.